What's on your mind?
Presidents? Is it rent? You don't have to get rid of the music that quick. Dan, I kind of enjoy the music. Is it gone? Are we done? Is it out of here? We're just kind of setting the stage for the hour. It's gone. It's disappeared. Kind of, you know, fires me up a little bit. Anyway, presidents is on my mind. Rent is on my mind. The price of rent. This magazine that says rent is higher in Williston, North Dakota than it is in New York or Los Angeles. I don't know if I believe that, first of all. I'm sorry. I just don't exactly take everything that comes from Apartment Guide as verbatim. And I'd like to know more about their benchmarks. But evidently, they're looking at a 700-square-foot one-bedroom apartment in Williston, costing an average of $2,394 a month. A Dickinson, fourth, at an average of $1,733 a month. Boston, sixth. New York, seventh. Los Angeles, eighth. Chicago didn't crack the top ten. But here's the deal. Have you been to Manhattan? Have you been to New York? I mean, you could be in the, you could be in some, you know, really sheeny part of town. Or you could be on, you know, overlooking Central Park. And you're going to have a little bit of difference there in the rent. So you wouldn't have quite that range in Williston, because a one-bedroom apartment is going to be in such a hot supply that, so, you know, there's just some things there. But I think by and large what it does is it says the economic theory of supply and demand having a significant impact is real. Big question is, what's the fix? My mind, the fix is more apartments, more houses, more townhomes, more choices. Seems to make some sense. What do you think? 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. And by the way, when you call those numbers and tell us what's on your mind, you can press 1 to leave a message, or you can press 2 to join Todd and I on the air and visit. So presidents are on our mind. Lots of folks weighing in on our Facebook page about their favorite president. Who is your favorite president? It's President's Day today. I don't know why we lump them all together in one day anyway. I'd kind of like to celebrate Abe Lincoln's birthday. I think Abe Lincoln has enough attributes that we ought to have, you know, Abe Lincoln Day. Same with George Washington. George Washington, by the way, could have been president forever, as long as he was able to draw breath. That's how popular he was. And you know what he said? Good terms and I'm done. Don't you think the United States of America would be a better place if politicians did what George Washington did, as someone that had, you know, a skill set, but basically a plantation guy, I guess, wasn't he? Wasn't he a big farmer, basically, that said, like, oh, I'm going to serve the military, and did that pretty darn well. I'm going to serve as part of this effort to chart a course for a new country. Okay, I'll be president, and then I'm done. I'm done. I'm just going to go to Mount Vernon. Shouldn't the country be a better place if politicians at every level did that? I mean, school board, park board, county commission, city council, legislature, House of Representatives, United States Senate, presidents, just, all right, here's my turn. My public service, now I'm going to go back to my family, my business, my the real world, if you will. George Washington had it right. What's not to love there? I think there ought to be a George Washington Day. For some reason, we lump them all together. But February's pretty darn good. You got Lincoln's birthday, you got Washington's birthday, you got Reagan's birthday. February's, oof. We lump them all together. We ask the question, who's your favorite president and why? Bill says President Obama. Because he's done a lot for the low and middle income workers in the country. The problems he inherited is a bunch of crap from his Republican predecessor, Bush. Bush was the worst president we had, says Bill. Sasha says, I have three, Ronald Reagan, Thomas Jefferson, and George Washington, because all of them understood how important and fragile our republic is. John says, Herman Johnson, president of the West Central Minnesota Left-Handed Bowlers Association. He's led our group with courage and innovation. Well, we did ask who's your favorite president and why. We didn't exactly say president of the United States. So, John, you and Herman have a good time there in the Left-Handed Bowlers Association.
Left-Handed Bowlers Association? I didn't know there was such a thing.
And having grown up in West Central Minnesota, I don't doubt that's there, because there's a lot of good memories from bowling alleys. What was the one in Montevideo that was so good? The hamburgers were so good there. Pickles and hamburgers. Well, here we go with food again, but I don't know why my memory of a bowling alley is more about the burger than the bowling, Todd, but it is. I have to tell you.
Must have been good.
It was good. I think it was the Monty Lanes. I don't remember the pie. I don't know that I ever had dessert there. Monty says, speaking of Monty, Montevideo was my hometown. So it was, I think it was called Monty Lanes. I think it's Monty was short for Montevideo, but the little town I grew up in, west central Minnesota, straight west of the city, is about 2 hours. Monty says, Reagan, self-explanatory. Janie says, George Bush Sr. He spoke directly. He was a leader who listened. It wasn't ever in doubt. It wasn't ever about him and his own ideas. He respected Congress. He didn't lead the U.S. as if it was an empire to lead. He led a nation with Congress. It was about respect of others, honesty. Rodney says, Teddy Roosevelt all the way. What's not to love about T.R.? And there's a North Dakota connection there to Rodney's, to T.R. Rodney. So, you know, good one. He kicked some butts when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor. All right? He kicked some butts when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor. All right?
Don't you remember Animal House?
Yeah, yeah.
That's what that's from.
Okay. Yeah, I do remember that. Yeah,
he's on. That's your homework for tonight. You got to watch Animal House one more time.
No, I don't need to watch that again. No.
It's a classic.
I love the movie and it's hilarious. But and I do remember the Germans. Forget it. He's on a roll. I remember the line.
There you go. Yeah, all right, exactly. You do remember. Yeah.
I just didn't get the connection to Teddy Roosevelt and I think San Juan Hill maybe. But the Germans in World War II. I'm not sure what where he's going there. But anyway, we'll cut him some slack there. And Monty wanted to respond to Bill saying Bush was the worst. Are you smoking crack? Now, I'm not sure that's a proper question that we should be posing on Facebook, is it?
You want to post the question, are you smoking crack on Facebook?
No, yeah, I don't think that...
let's not.
I am. No. And I probably shouldn't have even read it, but he is suggesting only a liberal would think that President Obama in the White House now has done anything good at all. So when it all implodes on you... Shut up and take it. You wanted it. You got it. Unreal how stupid people have become. See, Monty, we would like to have a dialogue without, trash talking anybody there. But some of the comments that are rolling in, and you can weigh in on others as well. If that's on your mind, President's Day, let us know. If it is the Olympics, it's hard not to have the Olympics on your mind after that awesome North Dakota connection to USA Hockey's victory over Russia on Saturday. With T.J. Oshie. That was pretty darn cool as well. And anything else in your mind? Trent Lewis will join us at the bottom of the hour. We'll talk some egg issues. Let's get back to the phones here. I need to know who's on lines 2 and 3 there, Dan. I don't have names there. That would be helpful. So I don't have to go to them as anonymous names. But I see Karen in Fargo is waiting to go next year. Karen, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
There were some...
Hi, Karen.
Hi.
How are you?
Yes, happy President's Day.
Happy President's Day. Go ahead, Karen.
There are some people in Minnesota, I think it was a year ago, who had the idea of building these large buildings that would house lots of trailer houses and maybe a grocery store, a few other things. And that probably was very helpful to the oil fields when the winter got really cold this year.
I bet you're right, because it wasn't exactly a mild winter, was it, Karen?
Well, last winter was the mildest winter we've ever had, and that probably saved lives out in the oil fields. But the another feature of that those large buildings is later on they could be made into something else.
Very true. Exactly right. All right, a couple ideas there to ponder. Thank you, Karen. Appreciate the call. Don in Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind? Hello, Don. How are you?
Okay, thank you. I'd like to go to three layers or pieces. Two Jefferson quotes to start with. He governs best who governs least. And you look around you and how much government have we got? That's enough on that. The other quote, either the government fears the people or the people fear the government, the Second Amendment. And when you talk about fear, they don't need guns. They've got the IRS. LBJ wasn't the first or the last guy to use the audit of the IRS as a weapon.
Seems like it might be happening right now, as we know from different IRS oversights. I'm not sure if you finished, Don. If you haven't, hang on. We'll get the rest of your comment on the other side of the break. And then Myrna in Minot wants to weigh in next. This is What's on Your Mind, 800-228-0550. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
It's time to kick some ash. Because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vaporit e-liquid by LeSig. Because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com. Spelled LECIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
Save the date, May 31st, the day the USS North Dakota will be commissioned in Connecticut. Here's the chair of the USS North Dakota Committee, Bob Weefald, for more.
We have been given the great honor, the great privilege of having a ship named after our great state. It's the second one that's been named after our state. It's been over 90 years since a ship carried the name of North Dakota. And May 31st, when we get commissioned, it'll be 104 years since the ship has been commissioned with the name of North Dakota. So this is a historic moment for the people of our state. It's something everybody can be proud of, something everybody can be involved in. And the other thing about it, it's also given us a chance to really demonstrate some patriotism, because this nuclear submarine is going to be the latest and greatest attack submarine in the U.S. Navy, in the world, as a matter of fact. And we can be proud it's going to bear our name.
To be a part of this historic event, find out more information at USSND.com. All gifts are tax deductible. USSND.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Doobie Brothers, 20 past the hour, rolling on with a Monday edition of What's on Your Mind. We'll be in Watford City tomorrow. We'll be coming to you from Nuvara. Nuvara is what used to be known as Power Fuels, and they're a beautiful facility there. That company's fabulous. They really do amazing things. Speaking of housing, we're talking about housing costs today in Williston. There's a company that has built housing for their employees. I mean, just to say, okay, we need people. Here's housing. So we'll be at Nuvara tomorrow. We're going to be talking a lot about that new school that's being proposed. We'll talk with the school superintendent. We'll talk with Myra Anderson, who's leading up the vote committee. We'll talk with Derek Franzen, who's the president of the chamber there, and lots of other folks as well. So really looking forward to that conversation tomorrow on What's on Your Mind, live from Watford City. This hour brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. another 60,000 jobs right now related to the oil and gas industry in North Dakota. There's about $30 billion in impact, no kidding. And, of course, look what they're doing in contributing to energy security. U.S. energy security. All while helping to solve the challenges of our state's growth. Find out more about them at NorthDakotaOilCan.com, NorthDakotaOilCan.com. We're talking agriculture at the bottom of the hour today. We're going to talk a little bit about pig pain. You worry about pigs feeling pain? I know it keeps you up at night, Todd. It doesn't me. So call me a heartless, something or another. You fill in the blank. I'm a heartless pig? Maybe I'm a you could say that. And what else are we going to talk about? Cool. Country of origin labeling. It's something splitting the ranching community. So we'll talk about that and just all things agriculture with the great Trent Luce. Welcome your calls for him, too. Myrna in Minot wanted to weigh in on the president's. Hey, Myrna, glad you're out there. Thank you for listening to What's on Your Mind Today.
Yes. I wanted to give you my pick for president. It would be between Reagan and Lincoln. And I wanted to tell you something about when I was growing up. I'm 79. When I was in grade school, the days were set apart. They weren't all together. We celebrated Lincoln on February 12th and Washington on February 22nd. And the teachers made it a special day. We had special things regarding each one. Cutouts of silhouettes and all kinds of things. They made it very special. But it's gone by the wayside today. It's just all lumped together, and I don't like that. So.
I don't either. I don't either, Myrna. And by the way, I think we were separated at birth or something because Reagan and Lincoln are my two favorites. Lincoln, the all-time greatest, and Reagan, the modern-day president, greatest president of the 20th century. So I'm totally.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. But so, wanted to mention what happened when I was in grade school many, many years ago. They had not combined the holidays so that they were separate, and the teachers made a great deal out of the birthday of that president. So that's my fond memory.
Why do you think we lump them all together now?
People don't care. All they want is the day off.
So it isn't about celebrating the president.
I thought that about another day off.
I've thought that about Memorial Day and Veterans Day. To me, keep kids in school.
Right.
And even at the workplace, especially, by the way, the workplace where people are getting paid by us, the taxpayers.
Right.
Do something where, okay, bring a vet to work day on Veterans Day. We're going to honor all of the workplace employees, family members who died in the line of duty on Memorial Day, right?
That would be great.
Yeah, and same thing at schools. You know, we're going to have symposium for that day, all day, or there'll be vets in classrooms or, kids in class can come.
That sounds like a great idea.
Same thing on President's
Day. I'm all for that.
Yeah, let's just do nothing about talk about particular presidents, or have each kid talk about their favorite presidents or whatever. I agree. Do you know why I love Ronald Reagan?
Why?
Well, first of all, I graduated from high school in 1983, so I was my formative year. What year did you graduate from high school, Myrna?
Me?
Yeah.
Graduated in 52.
All right, so you're 52 and I'm 83. And for me, Reagan was, while I was in those, formative years, was really, am I conservative? Am I liberal? Am I Republican? Am I Democrat? Who am I, right? You're kind of going through that. My folks were sort of apolitical. My dad loved Democrats, loved Hubert Humphrey, and loved John F. Kennedy. And and my mom was sort of apolitical, very pro-life, but otherwise apolitical. And so I had to decide. Well, I ended up being sort of an Alex B. Keaton type because of Ronald Reagan. He inspired me. He inspired me,
He did. He really did.
And, of course, he was a broadcaster, too, so that was part of it. But on his tombstone, it says the following. I know in my heart that man is good, that what is right will always eventually triumph. And there
I
is
hope pur- so.
And there is purpose and worth to each and every life. That's on the tombstone of Ronald Reagan. Doesn't that capitalize on that?
If we could only celebrate that.
No kidding.
That's great.
Call again, Myrna. It was nice chatting with you, okay?
Thank you much.
Glad you're listening. Oh. Who's your favorite president and why? Let us know. Here's a call that came in off the air a little earlier.
Yeah, you know, Scott, they got this guy from the railroad. Everybody, Hoven and I don't know, all these behind camp, they're talking about railroad car safety. I mean, come on, folks, this is crap. There's nothing wrong with the railroad cars. The thing, what's wrong with it, is the subsurface condition, the soil's condition. I spent my life in commercial construction, out east as well as here. And what I learned since I came here 10 years ago, because of Lake Agassiz, a glacier coming down twice, all the way down into Iowa and retreating because the subsurface conditions around here are crap. And the thing is that folks should really look at the railroad bed, meaning the ballast, meaning the stones and the track with its cross ties sitting on top of the existing soil. And the thing is, with all these 80 cars supposedly that go through Fargo, with all these cars, long trains and cars pounding over this soil that is not very cohesive, it pounds the soil, it compacts the soil. And it causes, I think, track failure. I think the problem is the subsurface condition of the track. There's a case, I cannot think about this, on the other side of the river where they were building, I think in 1911 or something like this, where they were putting up, you know, stone, and the next day they would come back, and they had the stone to elevation. Next day they would come back, and the stone had settled a whole foot. But we're sitting on Lake Agassiz, and the still within the reach of this, where our soils condition are really poor. They're not cohesive. They're not stable like some other places. And I think that's what's causing the problem with the train accidents. The tracks basically are deformed, and the cars run off.
Interesting point. Appreciate the call. I mean, I agree with the call in this sense. The main push ought to be keeping the trains on the rail. More coming up.
This is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
KeepItLocal.com. KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
If it's time for a hurricane force truck wash, but you ain't wasting the time, then the North Dakota Truck Wash is for you. The North Dakota Truck Wash in Stanley wants you to know there's no waiting time between 6 and 10 a.m. or p.m. If those times work for you, you'll enjoy no wait times and a free engine wash at North Dakota's best truck wash, the Bakken's best, Hurricane Force, the North Dakota Truck Wash in Stanley. Again, no waiting time between 6 and 10 a.m. or 6 and 10 p.m. at the North Dakota Truck Wash, Stanley.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Yeah, what's on my mind this morning is, I'll tell you, I just can't get over last week when I called and was able to speak with Governor, or with Congressman Kramer there. Displeased with the way things are going on in Washington, that nobody's doing anything. They're just talking and having a lot of committees about this president's lawlessness. And to hear Congressman Kramer refer to Mark Levin as nothing more than a conservative entertainer was just really disheartening. I think I've lost all hope with this congressman. We need to move to impeach this president. And unlike Mr. Kramer said, you know, well, we're not going to do that because it won't happen. Well, that's not the reason why you move for impeachment, not whether or not you can actually get it done. You do it because it's the right thing to do. So I don't know. I'm really disheartened with Mr. Kramer, and I will not be voting for him again. Thank you.
Appreciate the call and all comments. Welcome here on the program. Congressman Kramer will join us Wednesday, as he always does, for the Talk Radio Town Hall. That was certainly a hot topic last week, and I will tell you also, by the way, not this week, but next week, I'll be broadcasting live from Washington, D.C. I'm actually, this shows you how desperate they must have been, Todd, but I am the president of the North Dakota Broadcasters Association in 2014. So,
wow.
Yes, you can start the laugh track now. Anyway, the National Association of Broadcasters.
Did you say start the laugh track?
Oh, I did.
We are not starting a laugh track on that one.
Anyway, the National Association of Broadcasters brings all the broadcast associations from around the country on Washington, D.C. to talk to members of Congress. So we have meetings with Senator Heitkamp and Senator Hoeven, and along with Beth Helfrich and Jack McDonald, two people that do all the real work for the Broadcast Association in North Dakota. We'll be meeting with the members of our congressional delegation. So I have to be out there for a volunteer post as the Broadcast Director Association. So I'll bring the microphones along. And actually, the folks from the Credit Union Association of the Dakotas are sponsoring some of our broadcast out there. And, Chris, who we got lined up? Paul Ryan is going to join us, Congressman Paul Ryan, former vice presidential candidate. We're working on Speaker Boehner, John Boehner. I have a longstanding conversation with him. Congressman Kramer, of course, will join us, and we'll be inviting other members of the congressional delegation as well. Congressman Colin Peterson, who, of course, is the ranking member and very instrumental in the Farm Bill passing. We'll talk with him, Democrat from Western Minnesota. So anyway, a busy day of programs. It'll actually be Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday next week. I think Tuesday I'm not able to be on the program because that's when we have a number of the meetings related to the Broadcast Association. But Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday we'll have lots of special guests. So anyway, we'll tackle that topic, and maybe I'll invite the great one, as he's referred to by Rush Limbaugh and others in the broadcast talk radio world. Maybe I'll invite Levin to come over and spar a little bit with some of those members of Congress. That'd be good fireworks, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Oh, well, there you go.
I don't know that I would accept that the characterization of Kevin Kramer's comments of Mark Levin as dismissing what he believes. He's just saying it's easy for him when he's on the air to say, do this, do this. And what Kevin has said is privately, he says, I know you guys can't do this, but I have to say do it. And that's where he comes up with the label entertainer. But I don't think he dismisses you know, Mark Levin's viewpoints, and I think they're actually pretty good. If you read his book, he's got a great suggestion here on how to channel some of the frustration. But when you're a member of Congress, you don't necessarily read every book and say, this is exactly how we're going to do it. He lives in a different world than a congressman does. You know what I mean? So anyway, let's get Jeff and James down in here and then our guest. I'm so looking forward to our conversation with Trent Luce today on the program. Jeff, in Jamestown, you wanted to weigh in on a favorite president today on President's Day?
We need a dose of Harry Truman about now.
Give him hell, Harry?
Well, somebody who can actually get something done and have a dialogue and get busy. And the other part I got, you talk about Reagan. Maybe he was a great communicator. But this is the leader who brought deregulation to banking that brought you the S&L crisis and the banking crisis. That's where it all started. I have a problem with that, where we socialize the losses and privatize the profits. This gets old after a while, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, there's certainly issues we could pick on Reagan. We'd say we disagree, and I'd have to refresh my memory on the whole S&L meltdown. I think the banking thing, you're being unfair there. I think the banking mess went south under Clinton when we started saying, hey, banks, you need to loan money to people regardless of their ability to repay. Otherwise, we're going to give you a little Jesse Jackson treatment.
There's plenty of blame to pass there, too. Don't get me wrong. No.
Actually, and then, by the way, I think that started under Carter. I think that actually started under Carter, and it was doubled down during the Clinton
years. Deregulation did not start under Carter. That was under Reagan's era. And another question, did you find out how much money J.P. Morgan has of the state's money?
Of the state's money? What do you mean? The TARP mess, you mean, or what?
Our governor put a bunch of our money away with J.P. Morgan to manage in the trust fund or the forever fund or the rainy day fund.
I did not. Was that a question we were going to ask Kelly Schmidt?
Yes.
She's the keeper of the funds.
You were going to find out just how much money J.P. Morgan had that belongs to us in the state.
I'm making a note right now. Thank you for the reminder, and we're on.
Going to hold your feet to the fire.
Please do. And, Chris, make a note of that, because Kelly Schmidt was going to come back on and talk about all the funds. Remember, they were going to do a little thing of
That's all right. The
different pots of money. And this was one of the questions we had for her on that point. We're on it.
Alrighty.
Appreciate the call.
Good.
And I think if you go back and look, though, Jimmy Carter, there was something called the Community Such and Such Loan Program. I don't remember the exact name of it, but if I'm not mistaken, it started during the Carter years. That's what I'm talking about.
I disagree, but we'll find out.
All right, Jeff. Appreciate the call.
Thank you
very much. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Trent Luce is here, who hosts something you hear on KFIRE and other stations around the country called the Rural Route Radio Show. And he also does something in the noon hour called the Luce Tales. He's a sixth-generation rancher down in central Nebraska. Trent, welcome to What's on Your Mind. How are you?
Thanks, Scott. Thanks for bringing me on. And Todd's going to make sure we also throw out Dakota Trails and Tales unless there's a hockey game going on.
Or basketball in the case of today.
Or basketball.
But, yeah. But Dakota Trails and Tales at 6:31 weeknights here, yes.
Right. But you don't need a laugh track as long as you have Todd. That sounded like a laugh track. That was awesome.
He's the human laugh track. He keeps me on track, as a matter of fact. Well, Trent, I got to tell you, I've been spending a lot more time in Bismarck lately and in western North Dakota and hearing more and more of your programming, and I absolutely love it. I am a huge fan, so keep doing what you're doing, okay?
Oh, thank you. I do have one advantage on you guys. I have Google. And I have it at the moment. So I know that President Bill Clinton signed the banking deregulation law. And I also know that he sat down with CNN in 2011 and told them that the Republicans made him do it.
Yeah, there you go. That's a good one. But isn't there something called the Community Reinvestment Act? That's what I think I'm talking about. I don't remember the exact name, but I think it was called Community Reinvestment Act, and I think it started during the Clinton year or the Carter years, and then was expanded during the Clinton years. And basically, what it said is, banks, you don't have an option. Somebody comes in looking for a loan, give them a loan, and in the name of affordable housing. And what happened? Yeah, 1977 is when it passed, so it would have been the Carter years. I just did the little Google thing too. So thank you for that, Trent. Anyway, tell me a little bit about Trent Luce. How did I know that you're a sixth generation rancher, so you had me at hello. That's pretty awesome right there. But how did you come from a sixth generation rancher to sharing your great wisdom on the radio?
Well, I graduated high school in 1984, and I decided I did not need to go to college because I knew 100% confident that I was going to spend the rest of my time taking care of livestock, cattle, pigs, horses. And that worked pretty well until 1999 when I was ranching and on the Rosebud Indian Reservation in South Dakota, actually. And James Conn Cromwell, representing PETA, came to the reservation and talked about how we needed to end animal agriculture. And he spoke to 300 people that day in an outdoor environment. And I looked around and I decided, you know what? People like him are going to continue to talk about why we do not need animal agriculture. And unless somebody with hands-on experience starts explaining why it is important, they're going to believe him. And it was 1 week later, I walked into Jim Thompson's radio studio in Spearfish, South Dakota. I said, hi, my name is Trent Luce, sixth generation United States farmer, and I want my own radio show. And just relentlessly asking everybody I saw for the past 14 years to give me a minute to just listen to what I have to say. And today, Luce Tales is on about 100 radio stations in 19 states. I get the opportunity to speak in 40 states each year. And this week on Saturday, I'll be going back to Australia to speak for the third time in 3 years. So there's a lot of disconnect. And one final thing that I want to say about that is when I started doing what I'm doing 14 years ago, I thought the greatest challenge was that too many consumers did not know enough about where and how their food is produced. Today, I would tell you that consumers know too much about where and how their food is produced. The problem is that too much of what they know isn't so.
Very interesting. And give me an example of that. Let's talk about the country of origin labeling debate right now with the Farm Bill including a provision that says we need to label U.S. beef as U.S. beef. Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Well, I'm glad you go to one that particularly people in Dakota Territory don't really care about. I've never been a fan of mandatory country of origin labeling. I believe that the consumer should demand and seek domestically produced food. I believe that domestically produced food, fiber, pharmaceuticals, and fuel are a means of national security. But the increased cost of mandatory country of origin labeling only puts the United States producer at a disadvantage. And it seems like the message that we continue to send has not resonated with people. And it's a little hard to talk about wanting to promote domestic food production and not mandating a label. Well, here's a perfect case in point. We have had mandatory country of origin labeling on fish and seafood for the past 6 years. Fish and seafood in the past 6 years has continued to rely upon imported fish and seafood. Now where 85% of the fish and seafood consumed in the United States comes from other countries.
So what does that tell us? Is that tell us the consumer doesn't care where it comes from?
The consumer cares, number one, what does their food cost? Number two, is it safe? Number three, is it plentiful and wholesome?
And you bring it from wherever you need to bring it from if it rings those three bells, is what you're saying.
Absolutely. The first thing they look at is price. And anything that we do that cripples our production system, particularly in the beef sector, where right now we're on the brink of beef prices, pricing ourselves out of business anyway, any additional cost that we put in that place and on top of beef production is only going to put our whole infrastructure at risk.
Makes sense. Hey, Bob in Grafton has a call for a question, rather, for Trent Luce, and I want to ask him about pig pain, too. One of those Luce tales that had me cheering at the radio, agreeing completely with Trent. More on What's on Your Mind after this short time on, folks. Don't touch that dial.
I want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. years. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
The North Dakota Soybean Council invites soybean farmers to the annual Northern Soybean Expo, Tuesday, February 18th at the Fargo Holiday Inn. Join us for a hot breakfast buffet at 8 a.m., followed by an exciting lineup of guest speakers. Presentations start at 9:45 a.m. with our keynote speaker, Peter Zion, who will provide strategic intelligence on global business, economic, and geopolitical affairs. Noted television host of U.S. Farm Report, John Phipps, will make the case that we are ready and capable of prospering in whatever future comes and that there will be many opportunities to consider. Senior agriculture meteorologist Drew Lerner will assess the status of the drought in the United States and detail the 2014 weather outlook for North America. Be sure to join us on February 18th for the Northern Soybean Expo at the Fargo Holiday Inn. For more information, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Come on.
Raindrops rolling off my brim. Street lights got the pavement glistening. Touchdown, I fall into your arms. Right where I belong, your everlasting arms. And where would I be without you?
My pop culture lesson for the K-Fire radio god Todd Mitchell there, a little Toby Mac music for you. I know you're tapping your toe, too. You can't even disguise it. I see it moving. I see it. Great Toby Mac concert last night. Lots of fun. Mandisa, Toby Mac, Matthew West, Matt Maher. Wow, it was good. Really good. Hey, before we continue our chat with Trent Luce here, let me tell you about our friends at High Plains Apache. That's right, two locations to serve you in Frontier, just off the I-2950 second exit across from Walmart. They're also in Mandan at Eastside Court. They are your Apache sprayer headquarters. And they've got a great, you know, it's really kind of sad because their service team, they're like the Maytag repairmen. I mean, there's nothing to do because these sprayers have the five-year warranty, and they just last. They go on and on and on. So here's what I'd suggest. Stop in, have a cup of coffee with some of the guys in the service team there. You know, you could visit with the sales guys about all the great new equipment you can get all set for growing season. But do me a favor and just, you know, buck up the service guys a little bit because they have nothing to do. when you got a 5-year warranty on these things, you know the quality that goes in them. It's absolutely incredible. And we love the Apache sprayers. High Plains Apache Sales and Service, your official Apache sprayer dealer, and they're the best of the best. Check them out online, by the way, at highplainsapache.com. Call them or stop and see them in Frontier and in Mandan. All right, continuing our chat now with Trent Luce of Luce Tales. Bob and Grafton had a question for you. Trent, go ahead, Bob. You're on. What's on your mind for our guest?
Hi, guys. Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. Another little piece of trivia here. Bill Clinton, if I'm not mistaken, I'm 99.9% sure it was Bill Clinton who eliminated the uptick rule on Wall Street and also got rid of the Glass-Steagall Act, which really, really caused a problem. If you remember when it all first kind of all the House of Cards came undone there, the uptick rule and the Glass-Steagall Act. But my question was, I guess I'm in the second category there with the food safety. I really have a problem with these genetically modified foods. But it just kind of seems you can't get away from it. You know, a lot of cattle eat the genetically modified corn, and I just wonder, you know, you are what you eat. So, you know, how safe is that? I know a lot of countries turn away a lot of these genetically modified stuff coming from America and cattle and everything else. So I just wonder if there's ever a chance we'll be able to get rid of that stuff.
There is no chance we'll get rid of it, nor should we, because it's a matter of producing more with less. The countries that have tried, the European Union, for example, does not use genetically modified crops. And in 1997, 20% of the food consumed in the European Union was imported from other countries. Last year, with the continued rejection of the science and technology that you're talking about, now 65% of the food consumed in the European Union is imported from other countries, and their cost per capita has increased by 33%. I spoke in Dublin, Ireland in October, and they are beginning to realize that they have put themselves on a path of starvation, and they're trying to figure out how to get out of it. Genetically modified foods are safe. They go through scrutiny within the United States Department of Agriculture and FDA, and there's not one proven, scientifically based case where they've caused any damage whatsoever to the environment or to a human being.
Interesting.
Okay. All right.
Interesting
All right,
take.
I appreciate your answer.
It's a good one. Thanks, Bob. Appreciate the call.
Thank you, Bob.
I was cheering at the radio when you were talking about something you said you'd never done before, but you were about to do because of this debate over pig pain. Give me the 60-second cliff notes on that Luce Tales.
Well, the 60-second cliff note is that we have big companies, retailers, restaurant operators, who are trying to put together a sustainability formula, including pain mitigation for our animals. They do not understand pain mitigation. They do not understand how animals need to be in a stress-free environment. The farmer is the expert in that. So what I was talking about is where you have even companies like Tyson Foods now attempting to tell the farmer what the best way to provide an animal and the animal welfare and the daily guides that we provide to those animals. The expert is the farmer. And we need to, the farmer and rancher needs to stand up and make sure that everybody understands we have gotten to the point where we today produce twice as much beef with the same number of animals that we had in 1951 because the farmer found a way to become more efficient and to minimize stress with the animal. We don't need Tyson Foods to tell us how to minimize stress.
And what are you doing as a result of the idea that there's standards on these companies and what they're doing as far as the pig producers out there?
I'm point blank telling cattlemen and pig producers, stop selling animals to Tyson. Get Tyson's attention. 3 days after I started talking about that, I got a phone call from Tyson's corporate office. So it is making a difference. And we cannot take these things rolling over anymore, particularly when it comes in the name of sustainability, because everything I just walked through with the European Union was forced down the throats of the farmers in Europe. And now, when I was in Dublin, Ireland, every sentence ends with, well, we can't do that because I won't get my subsidy check from the government. We don't want to be in that position in the United States, nor should we. And more importantly, 314 million American consumers do not want to be in a position to rely on imported food, particularly China, for feeding our nation. It's ridiculous.
It sure is. Trent, love your breath of fresh air. Love the chat today, and we'll do it again. Appreciate it very much.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it. We'll talk soon.
A sixth-generation rancher with some great radio shows. Trent Lewis, our guest. See you tomorrow from Watford City, folks. For Todd Mitchell, I'm Scott Hennon. God bless you and have a fabulous Monday, President's Day. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
When you're traveling the roads, you always need a good night's rest. For a clean, comfortable, affordable room, Expressway Inn & Suites is simply the best. On business or vacation, a quick trip or a special occasion, Expressway Inn & Suites is here for you.
Expressway Inn and Suites of Bismarck. Visit expressway hotels.com.
USS North Dakota will be commissioned May 31st. She's the most modern attack submarine in the world. I'm Bob Weepold on behalf of USS North Dakota. Join me and many others across our great state in making history. Your tax-deductible contribution of $100 up to $5,000 assures she will have an historic and memorable commissioning as she joins the fleet. Your contribution includes your name in USS North Dakota's commissioning book. Making history begins at our website, ussnd.com. Donate today at ussnd.com and be a part of history. Thank you.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hey everybody, Jason Lewis here with another great idea from JasonLewisTeam.com. Now, how would you like an energy drink that's actually good for you? That's right, one that not only gives you an afternoon pick-me-up, but that's loaded with the most important antioxidants for reducing the damage from stress. It's called Pollen Burst, and it's a natural burst of energy that lasts for hours. Now, most energy drinks rely on a massive dose of caffeine, sugar, or even vitamin B. Pollen Burst takes a more balanced approach, and that's why I like it. I also love the fact that Pollen Burst has plenty of vitamin D and green tea extract. This is the best energy drink I've ever tried. So trust me, you'll not only like it better than the others, you'll love the way it's individually packaged for freshness as well. They've got these on-the-go stick packs. They're great. Pollen Burst. It's available at JasonLewisTeam.com or simply call 1-855-310-TEAM. For a natural burst of energy, it's Pollen Burst at JasonLewisTeam.com or 1-855-310-TEAM.